Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachah Yifdaf Lamed Zayin, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tesa Medalef at the Mishnah. Haritzel Asay Sadehu, Mesha Mesha Mikol Min, Beishamay Oymim, Shloisha Talamim, Shal Pasiach, Beisel Loymim, Malay Ha'ol, Hasharoini, Ukraim Dvorim Elu, Divrei Elu Liyos, Kedivrei Elu. The Mishnah says if one wishes to arrange his field in rows of different species, Beishamay say he should make breaks between them of three furrows of newly broken ground, which is two amos. Beisel say that they should be the width of Sharoini yokes, and these two opinions are close in measurement. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Lazar, B'Shem, Rabbi Chia, Ruba, Oise Shtei Amos, Shtei Amos, Emetza, V'Hoylech, Afilu, Kolshu. Gemara brings that Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Lazar, quoting Rabbi Chia, Hagadol answered that the Mishnah means they should leave an area of 2x2 Amos at the top of each furrow, even if that distance narrows further down the furrow until it's minimal. Am Rabbi Yona, Hadadatema, Basuya, Mesha, Meshaim, Ava Basuya, Mesha, Echad, Loibada. Rabbi Yonah says that this distance of the Mishnah is enough only when the entire field is planted in rows, but if he made one row close to the edge of the field, it's not enough, and the distance of Rabbi Suiva, which is space to plant a quarter cup of seeds, must be kept. Raski Gihaida Amma Rabbi Yanai, Yachel Anazar, Chakli, Chamshin, Minin, Esim, Vechamisha, Micha, Vesim, Vechamisha, Micha. This is like the statement of Rabbi Yanai, who said that I can sow a Beis Suiva, which is 50 by 50 Amma field, with 50 different species, 25 this way and 25 that way. Af b'shtei sadois kein, this would also apply to two fields, but if there were rows in one field next to the row of one's adjacent field, one could then plant another species at a distance of only two amos, rather than the Beis Oiva. Me'ata afilu b'ino levein chaveiro emuta, af b'chuva kein. If so, even between his field and his neighbor's field, it would be permitted. And the same applies to a destroyed field where one has strips in his field as well as a strip from his neighbor's field, his neighbor's now destroyed field. Oyeva ki'ad am Reish Lakish b'shem Chizkia, Rosh Tor, Haba Michurva Mutter. Alternatively, it will be permitted because of the teaching of Reish Lakish, quoting Chizkia, that a Rosh Tor that comes out of a destroyed field is permitted. Rabbi says that, and he's disagreeing with B'chia Agadol, he begins with a space at the size of a Beis Oiva, which is just over 10 amos, and he may narrow it down until it's a width of 3 furrows of newly broken ground, which is 2 amos. Doesn't Rebbe agree that grains into grains, the width must be a Beis Oiva, as we'll see later? Taman v'mubah v'kan v'meishah, the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is discussing squares, but here they are strips that need less separation. V'leis v'rabbanan v'meishah, do the Rabbanan not agree with Rebbe that strips need less than separation? Am Rebbe Yudan, soif meishah l'Rebbe Yitchilas meishah l'Rabbanan. Rebbe Yudan answers that the narrow end of the space between the strips, according to Rebbe, is the same as the wide beginning of the space, according to Rabbanan. Rav Lazar asked, well, if there was a small field that was too small for the full length space, what's the law? Rav Lazar bar Shimon Abba Yosi ben Yochanan ish Shanuach Amar v'gedele 50 amos v'katana al pi Ruba. Rav Lazar bar Shimon and Abba Yosi ben Yochanan of Yanoach answered that in a large field more than 100 amos in length, the space must be 50 amos long, in a small field it must be the majority of its length. If these sages who gave a required length of the space for a large field didn't give it for a small field, then the Chacham who did not give for a large field certainly would not give for a small field.